In Zambia, I work for the Zambia National AIDS Network, which is one of the four principal recipients of the Global Fund. And therefore, we have a sub-granting role to civil society that is not faith-based. But the Zambia National AIDS Network also has their core programs: information exchange, collaboration amongst NGOs, capacity building, technical capacity building amongst NGOs and community-based organizations, and advocacy. My message on World AIDS Day, it's about leadership. It's about leadership being accountable to their constituencies. And I mean leadership at all levels. Leadership at family level, leadership at community level, traditional leadership, and political leadership. When I look at Africa, I know that African leaders are signatories to a lot of declarations. The Abuja Declaration, the Maseru Declaration, and the UNGAS, where we leaders made promises. I would like to remind them of those promises. And I also like to say that it's okay to be open about the difficulties and the challenges in meeting those promises in the declarations. And I see my role as special envoy to be able to work with African leaders and to be able to listen to what the challenges are and see what doors my office or my position can open for them. But I think coming from civil society, we as civil society leaders have also made promises to the people we represent when we go to get those funds. Are we delivering on those promises? I think we need to rededicate ourselves to the promises that we made and stop AIDS. It's about accountability. Thank you.
Can I kindly ask you your concrete steps, your concrete actions that you intend to undertake on more access to land, more access to drugs, but also more access to fundings?
My major role is that of advocacy. I will continue to speak on behalf of the empowerment of women and girls. I'm passionate about universal access to prevention, treatment, care, and support. I was one of the people who worked on the universal statement that culminated at the UNGAS. And so I feel I own the process, and I'm passionate about it. And I think it's a human rights issue. I think people are entitled to all means of prevention, packaged and well-targeted. People who need treatment must be on treatment. We must mitigate the impact of HIV, AIDS on children, on families and communities. So practically, my role is to advocate and listen to country specifics. What are the problems in different countries in Africa? Because remember, there's no fix-it-all. And therefore, I see myself as one who speak very clearly to advocate for universal access, for the further meaningful engagement of civil society in implementation, and for African governments and leaders at all levels to be accountable to their promises.